This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want here. Our number 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Melanie.
Coming up, Richie, you're from Hawaii originally. We were talking about it just a few moments ago, and there's a pretty crazy update coming from the Hawaii Department of Transportation.
Which I'm curious about, because I have not... You gave me a little preface, but I have not gotten this information.
Yeah, I didn't tell you a whole lot about what this is, and it has to do with people coming into Hawaii.
Okay.
And the new provisions that will be put into place by force, if necessary, in order to deal with
visitors. Maybe I do know a little bit about this.
You may know about this. We'll see. But it's crazy, so we'll get into it coming up here. You can, of course, bring up anything that's on your mind. First, though, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We'll start with Pat in Michigan, listening to WZTK on the FM band. Go ahead, Pat.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen and madame.
Yes.
I feel like you guys are my misplaced campfire buddies.
All right, well, here we are. Good to be here.
Anyway, some marshmallows.
Well, you're the one misplaced. We're all up here.
Yeah.
Okay, that's true. That's true. But we've all got green things growing and things going.
That's all right, but, man. So what's up?
So, I've been through so many of these things you guys have been talking about as far as these hoorahs. I remember about 30-some years ago, I just had my first baby, and we rented a place. And it turned out that people had been foreclosed upon and forced out. But unbeknownst, you know, we rented it out, and about 3 months into it, I got wind of it. They come up to the door pounding, demanding payment one day, and I just basically told them to go piss up a rope. But
hold on, let me see if I'm following this here. You rented a place from people that were foreclosed upon. Who was banging on the door demanding payment?
The people that had presented themselves as the true owners.
But they weren't.
The new owners.
So you're saying that the
The true owners. They were pretending this had never happened. They'd never been foreclosed upon. We still got adequate title and yada, yada, yada.
Okay. So the people who rented to you didn't actually own the property. So this was, they had owned the property, but they were foreclosed upon. But after being foreclosed upon, which means the bank came back and jacked the property back. They didn't pay their mortgage or whatever. So it might have been under the ownership of the bank, or the bank may have sold it to somebody else. But the original people who were foreclosed upon came and demanded payment from you?
Yes, sir. That's correct. That's exactly what they did.
That is awful. Okay, so what happened then?
All right. But, like I said, they showed up banging on the door demanding their money, and I just said, you have no standing on this property. You have no title. You have no, legal recourse at all.
How did you find out?
Get out of here.
What brought it to your attention?
I really don't remember. It was so long ago. I can't remember how I got wind of it, but.
Okay,
you just got to keep your nose in the wind.
I see what you're saying. I just want to follow this, though. So at some point it was brought to your attention that the people who you'd enter into a lease with were not legally able to enter into that lease with you. So what did that mean for the new owners? Did you meet the new owners at some point and they're like, oh, you seem like a good guy. We'll go ahead and rent to you. Or did they want to boot you out? Or, like, how did that happen? What happened there?
Well, no, once I found out that I'm pretty sure it was owned by the bank or some title company or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just spent a couple months keeping my ducks in my bag and got enough money where I got out of there and did it again,
I see. Okay, so you took off. You didn't try to stay in the place and cut a new deal with it.
No. Right. I'm not going to do what this woman's doing in Squattersville. There.
No, I wasn't suggesting that.
Kind of people go, it depends on what kind of roaches you get in the house. I mean, if you get a bunch of tweakers in there, a bunch of junkies or something, sometimes you got to burn down the castle to get rid of the rats.
That doesn't sound like a solution.
as far as getting rid of this woman with a bunch of kids,
yeah,
it's pretty simple. You just get you a pair of bolt cutters, and you make non-conductive handles, fiberglass tubing, wood, whatever. Put some good rubber grips on them. Go up and nip the wires at the power mast one at a time. Cutter power. And it's not that hard to make the little magic gizmo that goes down into the hole in the road and shuts off the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's similar like a to the other suggestion where you cut the electricity and cut the water.
Yeah, there's a certain tool that they use, and they're not that hard to come by from what I understand. Pat,
yeah, it's like a 6-foot long shaft with a couple of tits on it that are spread about an inch and a half apart.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate hearing from you, man. Thanks for the story. Toll-free number is 855-453. Brian in Virginia, listening to WNIS in Virginia Beach. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, good to hear from you, Dar. Good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, good.
Call. And just with response, this is not what I'm calling about, but the guy that y'all were just talking to, I think when you have some situation like that where somebody's, you know, squatting in a house, if you're the owner, you know, maybe get them arrested for unlawful entry or breaking and entering or, you know, something
like
that.
Well, she called the cops, and the cops told her she had to leave.
Well, the squatters called the cops.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the cops wouldn't help her either because they're not doing any evictions.
If I owned a piece of property and I was getting ready to sell it and it was vacant, and all of a sudden I caught somebody in there, you know, I'd call the police and have them say, you know, somebody's broke into my house.
All right, but she tried calling the cops. They said, hey, lady, we're not doing any evictions. We're not going to help you.
Yeah. She's got to wait until May 29th in the hopes that the Economic Crimes Division will help.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying the cops told them it was a civil matter. Which, you know, technically it might be, but it might also be a criminal matter, you know. If it was
well,
a criminal
it is
matter,
criminal. I mean, if you're trespassing, that is a criminal charge. Well, that's definitely true.
You know, I'd have told them, look, this isn't a civil matter. It's a criminal matter. I want them arrested, you know, for breaking and entering or unlawful entry or whatever.
Unfortunately, the police aren't obligated to actually help you with anything. So, I mean, while some departments may do the right thing in that circumstance, others may just be like, well, it's not our, you know, we can't figure this out. We don't know whose paperwork is real. This lady says she's got a lease.
That's part of the problem, too. The cops don't know who's telling the truth and who's lying if both have documentation.
I'd go to a magistrate or something. But anyway, that's not the reason I called. Y'all take calls about anything.
Yes, sir.
This is going to be a real change of subject for you guys.
Okay, let's hear it.
I'm retired from the Washington, D.C. Police Department. I'm 70, almost 72. I'll be 72 this month. In 1972, two cops in New York City were executed by some group that wasn't the Black Panthers, but the Black Liberation Army or something like that. Their names were Foster and Laurie. These guys had gone in the Marine Corps together. They'd gone in the police department together. They got separated for a while. Then got back together and they were walking a beat in a rough neighborhood in Manhattan, lower Manhattan somewhere. As they come out of a little diner, it had just snowed, and they turned left as they came out, walked past you guys, these black guys that they passed, and the black guys turned around, shot them both in the back, and they killed them, took their guns and shot them in the head. And I don't believe they ever solved that case. The reason I knew about it, there was about 120 of us. We took two busloads up for the funeral. And I had just made detectives, so I didn't have to stand in line. They had copper on Fifth Avenue. The black guy, Foster, was buried. Our funeral was at St. Patrick's Cathedral. And Lori was funeral was out there on Staten Island somewhere. And anyway, just that case is up. I've always heard that they never solved it. Case. They made a movie about it, actually. And
what was the movie called?
In the movie, they showed the real funerals. But this is a change of subject here, something y'all not, you know, usually hear about. But I was just wondering if anybody in your audience was on the police department in New York City around that time, or you know, even later, and knew, you know, if they know anything about that case.
Well, that's a pretty obscure reference from 1972, a couple of cops getting iced. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of speculation that we could engage in here. Maybe those cops were involved in things they shouldn't have been involved in.
And it was like a drug hit.
They were targeted specifically, or maybe it was just a random thing.
It was a black organization, Black Liberation Army, they called themselves. And they didn't want to just there. They wouldn't have, if it had been two white guys or two black guys, they wouldn't have shot them.
Well, one thing's for sure, they didn't liberate anybody in that particular instance. Thank you for the call tonight, Brian. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here, and we'll tell you what the Hawaiian police are going to be demanding of you if you decide you want to go there for a visit or come home. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
She became overweight, stinky, several vertebrae fused together. Sophie was going to be euthanized.
DINOVITE.com.
I remember Sophie starting the DynaVite. She has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life.
DynaVite is nutrition.
Get them on DynaVite right away while they're healthy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DynaVite from DINOVITE.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio, the live Sunday edition free, you can take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have Discord call-in line rooms. Hop on into those over at discord.lrn.fm. You should have the Discord app. It makes it a little easier. It's a nice app, and it works well, and it's free, so why not go check out the Discord? Somebody just dropped into our on-air chat just now. There's always people in there talking about all kinds of different things. And it's a great way to call in because you'll sound almost like you're here with us. It's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Richie, so I've got this news from Hawaii. Now, you probably are aware that they have a quarantine.
Yes.
Voluntary, I think, or self, I think they're calling it self-quarantine.
They're calling it, what I know from, you know, this, I don't know how updated this article is. From what I know, it was like a 14-day mandatory but voluntary quarantine.
Self-quarantine.
What does that mean?
It means you're supposed, when you get to, when you land, if you're a tourist, you go to your hotel and you stay in your hotel room for 14 days. If you're returning to the island as a resident, you'd go home
and stay
home for 14 days.
And I think that what they mean by is, I don't think they would use the term voluntary. They're just calling it self-quarantine.
Sure.
So if they check on you and you're not in the place where you're supposed to be, I bet you there's some sort of penalty.
There could be. And that was my question, right? That was always my question. How much enforcement is this getting, and how are they enforcing it?
Good question. I presume it's spot
checks. Can you rent a hotel for less than 14 days then?
I don't know.
That's another good question. So
I know they were paying tourists to leave at one point. They were like, they were offering money to get out of there.
From the government's own website, hi.hawaii.gov. And I'm not going to read the whole press release here, but this was issued April 24th, so about a week ago. Arriving passengers on trans-Pacific flights will continue to fill out the State of Hawaii Department of Agriculture declaration form. After landing, they will have their temperature taken. Anyone with a high temperature will receive a medical assessment by paramedics stationed at the airport. Passengers who do not have a fever will continue through the process. An airport representative will review the declaration form to make sure it's complete. The passenger will move to the order for self-quarantine station.
They're really cracking down now. They're like setting up spot checks.
Yeah, you got hoops to jump through here. The person will also initial and sign the mandatory order for self-quarantine. Again, not voluntary, right?
Okay.
Mandatory. Order for self-quarantine form, confirming they are aware they must self-quarantine for 14 days. By signing the legal document, they acknowledge they understand violating the order is a criminal offense, and they are subject to a $5,000 fine and or a year imprisonment.
What if you refuse to sign? Do they turn you around? Do they pay for your flight back?
Good question. Well, let me get to the rest of the story. An airport representative will collect the two forms and begin verifying their information. First, they will call their mobile phone number to confirm it rings in front of them.
I don't have a mobile phone. Oh, well.
You are not going to be allowed.
Oh.
My phone's dead because y'all won't have outlets on the plane.
If it does not ring.
That's a long flight, too.
It can be.
It is.
Your phone might be dead.
I ain't put an airplane mode.
If it does not ring, the person may have listed inaccurate information and is asked to verify the number. If the person refuses to provide a phone number that can be answered on the spot, law enforcement will be contacted, and they are subject to citation and arrest.
So you're required to purchase, own, and have a cell phone now.
To go to Hawaii.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So you hadn't heard about this.
I hadn't heard about that.
After the phone number is verified. Now, again, we don't know what kind of citation or arrest you're going to get. What's the charge exactly?
Yeah.
You don't have a phone. You're under arrest. No phone misdemeanor charge. Like,
yeah.
What are they going to call that? Is it disorderly conduct? Is that what they're going to throw at you?
I mean, you can't. I know you cannot walk around and text at the same time. So if you pull your mobile phone out of your pocket as a pedestrian, are you already in violation of that law?
You're not a pedestrian if you're standing in an airport.
Okay.
After the phone number is verified, an airport representative will then check the address listed for lodging. For returning Hawaii residents, the address should match their government-issued ID.
I have a passport. It doesn't have an address on there.
You might be in trouble then. I guess you don't get to go home.
Oh, well.
Or your former home.
Left for a reason, man.
For visitors, the airport representative will call their hotel to confirm they have a reservation. So this is, by the way, way more invasive than even going to, like, visit other countries in a lot of cases,
yeah.
Right? Like, I've been to, I mean, I'm not an international traveler by any significant means, but I've been to a couple places in the last half a decade. I've been to Mexico. I've been to Japan. And you just write down where you're going to stay on a form, and no one checks it in front of you.
The last I heard prior to this update was that they were using the Department of Agriculture form that you were, you know, lawfully required to fill out upon arriving to the island.
And that's like, are you bringing in any fruit or meats or
whatever?
But
it's got a lot of other invasive information on there as well. And I've, you know, I haven't filled one of those out since I was vacationing back from college. I just, you give me, you turn it in at the front of the plane, and I just don't turn mine in, and I just keep going about my business.
Yeah, it sounds like they're not going to let that happen at this point. Everybody's being screened, and screened very thoroughly. So they're going to call your hotel, make sure that you actually have a reservation so you weren't just BSing on that. Processing personnel have phone numbers for every hotel in the state. If the visitor's not staying...
I mean, so does Google. Like, so do I. Like,
what would happen if I had a... if the mobile phone is the one that's sticking on me. What happens if I have, like, a burner phone? I give them the number, it rings, and then after they verify it, I just drop it in the trash?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question, because I imagine that the form that you're filling out, this legal form that they're referring to, it may have certain threats on it, right?
Am like, I required to answer their
call?
That
may be my concern, yeah. So that's what I'm thinking here, is that you may be required to answer their phone call or call them back within a certain
amount of time. I don't even answer calls from family members, like, let alone state officials.
Or maybe they will then just force quarantine you. Right, like
that was always the thing. If it's mandatory quarantine, right? How are they going to force it? Are you then quarantined in jail?
Well,
are they going to have an officer posted outside your hotel room?
Great question. So in the Mariana Islands, they are actually quarantining people in a resort that has been taken over by the government and is being paid for by FEMA. So Vin Armani.
So it's a FEMA camp.
Yes. Vin Armani, one of our co-hosts, who's now heading up the Friday show here on Free Talk Live, he literally was in a FEMA camp with his family on the Mariana Islands, where he has moved to with his family. So they kept him there for 14 days, and he was in the camp that was for the people who didn't have any evidence that they were sick. So there's like the sick quarantine camp, and then there's the we're going to just quarantine everybody camp. So he was there for 2 weeks with his family. They only got like a half an hour or 2 half-hour times per day of yard time.
Wow. So less than jail.
That's solitary, basically. Okay. If you're in jail and you get an hour out, usually out of 23 hours, you know, so 23 hours in your cage, 1 hour out. So they got an hour out in half-hour increments. All the food was cold that was being served to them. So, like, the breakfast had eggs and bacon, but it was cold. So it was just the crappiest food, like kind of jail-style food. It wasn't like resort food, right?
Well, it's a FEMA camp. It's not a resort.
Right.
Yeah,
they had just taken over the resort. It was probably a failed resort or something.
It's a resort building.
Right, something like that. And it was it sounded like it was an absolutely awful situation. They had guards around the camp. You couldn't just leave. So you literally were being quarantined there. So that happened and is happening. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And now Hawaii is saying you've got to have a cell phone, and they're going to call it in front of these bureaucrats to make sure it rings. And that is a good question, Richie. What happens if they call your phone and you don't answer it? What happens? Because presumably you're supposed to be sitting in a room all day, so it's not like you wouldn't be there with it. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
U.S. USA Radio News with John
Hunt. Dr. Scott Gottlieb, the former head of the Food and Drug Administration under President Trump, said the continued rise in the cases of coronavirus in many states indicate that the measures implemented to mitigate the spread of the virus didn't work as well as expected.
When you look across the country, it's really a mixed bag. Certainly cases are falling in the tri-state region around New York City. Around the nation, hospitalizations and new cases continue to rise. There's about 20 states where we see a rising number of new cases. Illinois, Texas, Maryland, Indiana, Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee have a lot of new cases on a daily basis. And so while mitigation didn't fail, I think it's fair to say that it didn't work as well as we expected.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Gottlieb predicted that by the end of June, the number of deaths from COVID-19 will surpass 100,000 nationally. Currently, the death toll stands at more than 66,000. This is USA Radio News. After working with neighboring states on coronavirus-related closings, Governor Andrew Cuomo said that New York will join with states from Massachusetts to Delaware to create a regional supply chain for masks, gowns, ventilators, and other equipments vital to fight the disease. New York buys about $2 billion worth of medical equipment supplies per year. The other states together spend only about $5 billion per year. Working together, they'll have stronger purchasing power and improve their clout with global suppliers. Michigan's governor said gun-carrying protesters who demonstrated inside her state capitol depicted some of the worst racism and awful parts of United States history. Democrat Gretchen Whitmer tells that protest featured Confederate flags and nooses as well as swastikas. Members of the Michigan Liberty Militia protested the state's stay-at-home orders this weekend with some weapons and tactical gear. They went inside the capitol, where being armed is allowed, and demanded access to the House floor, which is prohibited. This is USA Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Live. You can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-453. What happens if you go to Hawaii and... Oops, sorry.
Mike just don't.
Yeah.
Just don't.
They say the flights are down 99%, or the attendees or whatever, the number of people coming in is down 99% from the same time last year. So they got plenty of time to deal with you when you get off that plane. There's not going to be a huge line of people waiting to go through this process.
It's a tourist-based economy, and they're killing all the reasons to go there.
Right. If you want to go there, they're going to quarantine you, basically so-called self-quarantine, for 14 days, and they will be calling. But it doesn't say in this press release. I did scan through the rest of the press release. We're not going to read the whole thing. But it doesn't say what the penalty is if you don't answer the phone when they call. But I bet you there is one. I bet you if you don't call them back within a certain period of time, you know, that they can do something to you.
They should be issuing. They're going to have to start issuing phones at the airport then, because what if I don't have a phone? What if I don't want to use
it? Apparently you're going
to
get the cops.
What if I don't pay my phone bill?
Yeah.
The cops are going to be called on you. It says it in this release.
The cops are called, but what's the charge?
They don't say.
Maybe they just then go to your hotel room and see if you're there.
Is it intimidation at that point? Just, oh, the cops are coming.
I don't know.
And charge me with what?
Disorderly conduct. I don't know.
I'm not disorderly. I'm sorry. I've committed the crime of not owning a phone.
Yeah. It's crazy. But that's what's happening in Hawaii
right
now. Seems
like it would make more sense to then call the hotel and ring your room.
If you're there. But, you know, yeah. Right, but then, I'd be a returning resident. I'd be staying with family.
So you want a little bit more crazy. Here's KCMO, Kansas City, Missouri, from their government website. So, you know, I'm not reading any speculative.
This is official.
Yeah, I was reading from the Hawaii's government website. This is the Kansas City government's website. This is their reopening frequently asked questions. Okay, so they're going to be starting on May 6th. There's going to be some changes, and Kansas City will begin operating under a 10/10/10 rule. So the 10/10/10 rule.
Clever.
The changes, they say, are as follows. Non-essential business operations that are not open to the public can resume in-person and delivery operations provided they operate in accordance with guidance provided by the health department and allow workers to maintain social distancing. Okay, here's where we get to the 10/10/10 thing. Most non-essential business operations that are open to the public, such as non-essential retail stores and personal care services, can resume in-person operations, provided business operators follow the 10/10/10 rule. The 10/10/10 rule specifies that these businesses must limit the number of individuals on site, inclusive of employees and customers, to no more than 10% of building occupancy.
Okay.
10% is what they're going to allow. Now, I mean, there's some places where it's 50%.
Yeah.
Or 25% or whatever. And I find those to be insulting, and I find those to be outrageous, because when you open up a restaurant, for instance, you know, one of the major factors is how many people can you sit at the tables?
And how quickly can you turn those tables?
Exactly. So having a number of tables and a number of seats is very, very important. And now they're telling restaurants in some places that you can have only 50%. Well, these guys are saying 10%.
So with staff
included. That might not be right. Staff in some places.
So you
right?
get the whole restaurant to yourself.
So it does say that the rule specifies that it must be 10% of building occupancy or 10 people, whichever is larger. So it is almost nothing that you can allow to come into your business.
Wait, so if your building occupancy is 10, you get one person?
Or 10.
No, whichever 10. Is larger.
10 is larger.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Whichever is larger, right.
And there's more. And record the names, contact information, and approximate entry and exit time of all customers
what?
Who are no. on the premises for more than 10 minutes.
That's way too invasive.
In-person religious gatherings, including weddings and funerals, may resume, subject to the 10-10-10 rule if held inside, or limited to 50 people outside, provided social distancing precautions are followed, and event organizers maintain records of all attendees.
How are the pallbearers going to social distance the casket?
Great question.
Or from each other. Like, is it? It's not 6 feet on each side.
No, that's no. what I'm saying. You stand like you're yeah. standing, you know, front to back, man.
10.
Six of you.
10-10. It's just absolute insanity. So how do I know if a business is subject to the 10-10-10 rule? All non-essential businesses that are open to the public are subject to the 10% 10-person occupancy restriction. So the third 10. I was like, what's the third 10? That's the 10-minute thing.
Okay.
Businesses, primarily retail stores with the typical customers on site for less than 10 minutes, do not have to record customer names and contact information.
So you walk out and walk back in?
It's like, oh, stand no, in line it's again. 9 minutes and a half. Let me go outside for a second.
Let me go stand back in line. You got re-queue.
Right. I mean, can you just imagine the difficulty of, I mean, at Walmart.
Because you got to approach somebody like, I'm sorry, so you've been here for 10 minutes and 1 second. I need your ID.
No, I'll just leave.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I imagine there's a penalty if you don't follow the rules, right?
Maybe for the business. They're required to collect it. Am I required to provide it?
I don't know. Are they required to call the police on you if you don't do it?
Am I still required to provide it?
That's a great question.
Right. How much information am I legally obliged to give the police officer?
You aren't obligated to speak to the police in general, as I understand it. Like, okay. I'm not a lawyer. That's not legal advice, but it's my understanding that you don't have to talk to the police.
I don't have to talk to the cops. I don't have to talk to the business owner. I'll just leave.
Yeah. So how much of this is them just trying to do whatever they can get away with? And
how many businesses are going to, like, be happy to comply with this?
No one's going to be happy to do this.
That's just obnoxious to do. It's just, like, nobody is going to want to. They're going to do it because they think they have to stay open,
right.
But that's
okay.
just another thing they have to do.
It's hoop jumping. It's ridiculous.
So, okay, so here's another scenario then. The business is going to do it because they're required by law. You, as the customer, don't want to take out your frustrations on the business owner.
Mm-hmm.
So you just comply with it because, hey, who are you going to yell at? Not the business owner, not the cashier, not the clerk, right? You're mad at the government. So you just give the business owner all the information that the state wants because that's who you're interfacing with.
Mm-hmm.
So the business owner's like, I don't really want to collect it, but I got to collect it. The customer goes, I don't really want to give it, but I guess I'm not mad at you. So you got to do what you got to do.
That's crazy. Who must remain closed? According to the story, gyms, museums, bars. Poor bars, man. They're just not letting these guys reopen at all. In-person restaurant dining, dog parks, playgrounds, movie theaters, and public access government buildings and community centers must remain closed. We currently anticipate these establishments will be able to reopen on May 15th, also subject to the 10-10-10 rule. So, hey, business owners, are you supposed to feel happy about this?
How are you going to operate a bar like that? Like, all right, drunk people, stay 10 feet away from each other.
Yeah.
Because you know what 10 feet is with, you know, 5 drinks in.
As long as you don't stumble.
And half of y'all are here to pick up people, so definitely stay 10 feet away. Like, no.
Happy hours now from 5 to 5.09.
Can restaurants reopen after May 6th? No, in-person dining restaurants must stay closed until at least May 15th. Why are you requiring certain businesses to record information about customers? One of the primary means for transmission of COVID-19 is in-person interactions that last more than a few minutes. By recording customer names, businesses will because the virus waits 10 minutes before it comes out of anybody. Yeah. That's whenever the person goes to a place.
It's a really slow virus.
The virus
knows. This is the first sapient virus. It discriminates based on where you are. It likes young people. It doesn't like old people.
Here's a tip of the hat to Captain Kickass and
like
nobody.
Grocery stores.
Just tell him your name is Duncan Lemp.
By recording customer names, businesses will enable the Kansas City Health Department to more quickly trace, test, and isolate individuals who may have been exposed to COVID-19 if an employee or customer had the virus at the time they frequented the business. All data obtained by the Department of Public Health will remain confidential.
Sure, yeah, right.
Buddy. And will only be used to address public health concerns.
It will only be used to lock you in your house.
And contact individuals who may have been exposed to COVID-19.
You've been exposed. Here's the FEMA camp nearest you.
Report or die. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. So, again, this is Kansas City, Missouri. How many other cities are going to adopt the 10-10-10 rule?
Oh, it's catchy, man. That's gonna catch on.
Good luck to any business owner that, you know, thinks they're going to actually have a chance to make money after this so-called reopening happens. Because this isn't reopen. This is a fraction of reopening. This is just absolutely outrageous.
A tenth of a reopen.
Yep. And if you even want to consider that, because there's all these other stupid rules that I didn't even talk about as far as what they've got to do in order to be considered to allow to be reopened. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like the wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you if you want to dial in now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. ForkFest 2020. Big question is, what's going to happen to campgrounds here in New Hampshire? There was a governor's order that was issued yesterday, but depending on how you interpret the wording of the order, it could be completely voluntary as far as campgrounds obeying the new diktats, which are ridiculous, by the way. Just absolutely ridiculous.
It's a hard read, man. Rules. I tried. I skimmed it.
Yeah.
It's in neither language. It's not in English, but it's not in legal either.
Yeah.
I feel like he tried to write it himself instead of having the lawyer do it.
He's not that competent.
I'm not going to get into it.
He's an engineer. He's not a lawyer.
Okay.
I thought he was an owner of a hotel or something like that. I thought he owns a ski mountain. That's what I heard. I don't know.
I don't know anything about that.
Right?
Yeah. I heard he owned
he might own I don't know if he owns another business or not, but he's trained as an engineer.
Okay. Well, anyway, they released all these stupid rules that all these states are doing with the so-called reopen nonsense that they've been going through, where they act like they actually care and act like they want people to go back to work. And then
do something different.
And then they stick them with all kinds of insane regulations and rules, like this 10-10-10 thing we were just talking about in Kansas City.
I saw a picture of that governor in the grocery store wearing his mask with the Live Free or Die shirt on. And, oh, look how cool he is. And, oh, the Live Free or Die. No, he's no different from any other governor in any other state.
He's awful.
Cracking down.
So the big question is, what's going to happen with Rogers Campground? At this point, I spoke with the owner of Rogers yesterday, And we are apparently on the same page, it seems. He has yet to even read the governor's order. And I told him what my interpretation was of that order, which is to say that the campground stuff is completely an option based on the way that I read the wording of it. Of course, they want you to believe it's not an option and that it's absolutely a mandate. So we'll see what he decides to do. But as of right now, he is intending to continue as is, you know, with no change.
The current order only extends through the end of this month, right? So, like, forecast is scheduled until, like, the end of June, early July anyway.
That's right.
So hopefully someone will get some sense into them.
I don't expect the government to become sensible, but regardless, the owner of Rogers has not changed how he's approaching things. He is planning to open as normal and operate as normal as of yesterday when I spoke.
See, so, what you just, like, a really interesting question to me that I don't know that it's the most important thing about the lockdown. If this goes through the beginning of July, which I think that it will, are they going to arrest people for 4th of July parties?
Maybe.
And, like, fireworks.
Yeah.
Which would be really weird.
Celebrate your independence in your own house.
Which would be really weird for both, because how are you going to celebrate 4th of July while you're on lockdown?
Yeah.
And then how are you going to be the U.S. arresting people for celebrating the U.S.?
So a lot of the comparisons that I've seen about this lockdown is like, you know, it's only been 2 months, right? The Japanese were interned for a year. The Nazis were in control in Germany for 4 years, right? So shut your mouth about your 2 months or whatever.
Right.
I go like, well, so part of me goes like, well, they can't lock it down for that long. At some point, they got to open this thing up, right? Like, can it really get that bad? Like, yeah, because they've done it before, right?
Sure.
So,
but they didn't do it to everyone. Like, you know, with the Japanese, it was just the Japanese. Here, it's literally the entire economy.
Yeah.
And now they're talking about record jobless claims coming in very, very soon, like even greater than the Great Depression.
Yeah.
It does not look good. There's
but
no doubt.
Part of me in those cases go like, at some point, right, if you were Japanese or Jewish at that time, right, the first 2 months, you probably go like, well, this can't be right. They can't hold us here for that long.
But then they do.
But then they did for a year or 4 years.
Yep.
So, like, complaining now is perfectly legitimate to open this thing up before it gets to that point where this lockdown 2021, you know, month 13 of the COVID lockdown.
Right. Well, then, you know, COVID 20 comes out, right? And after a year, and they're like, oh, we can't let you out now.
I think there's a lot of people sitting at home collecting $2,400 a month in unemployment who actually think they can just continue to do nothing, and resources will magically appear, and they can just go to the magic resource tree and pick off $2,400.
Yeah, people don't understand economics. I mean, there's a whole story here about cancel rent, which we're not going to get into. We're going to go back to your calls. But I do want to encourage you, if you want to attend ForkFest, because so far, first of all, we can't cancel ForkFest. The only way it could be stopped is if Rogers Campground says we're closed and you can't come here. So we're going to continue to encourage people to attend. I told Crosby, the owner, that we're going to keep promoting it. We've been promoting it for months and months and months, and we're going to continue. And he said there that he plans to be doing business as usual there. So that's what we got to go on right now. If you're wanting to attend June 29th until July 5th, register your campsite this week, as soon as you can. This week, next week, as soon as you can get it in, because you don't have to pay in advance. You pay when you get there. So you can go ahead and register it now, and that way he knows there's a demand. Because one thing he did say was that registrations are down compared to the same time last year. So if you look at now versus last year, there were more people who'd registered, not just for ForkFest, but for the Porcupine Freedom Festival as well. So neither of these events are canceled. But registrations are down anyway, so I'm sure he would appreciate it if people went and got their registrations in. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We'll start with Ray. He's in Virginia watching us on DLive over at DLive.LRN.FM. Go ahead, Ray. Hello, Ray. I hear somebody there. Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, cool. Well, I talked to somebody earlier. He took my information. I thought I was done.
No, you're actually on the radio now. Go ahead.
Okay, I was talking about when the president, President Trump, signed a National Emergency Declaration. He signed an executive order 11921, which is the State of Emergency Declaration. It allows the Federal Emergency Preparedness Agency to develop plans to establish control over the mechanisms of production and distribution of energy sources, wages, salaries, credit, and the flow of money in the United States financial institutions. And any undefined national emergency. It also provides that when a state of emergency is declared by the president, Congress cannot review the action for 6 full months, which basically says to me that the governors of each state now have total control of everything that goes on in their state. They make the law, backed up by FEMA. My brother-in-law works for FEMA. He wrote all these executive orders to me that came across his desk, and I was like shocked that nobody is talking about them because there's 10 of them. Once he signed the National Emergency Declaration into effect, he signed 10 more right after that, and nobody heard, didn't hear nothing about it on the news. So I was wondering if you could do some investigation for it and lighten us all. I'll give you the numbers if you want them.
Well, no. Here's my understanding, okay? So every state government gang has statutes that authorize the governor, where that person is, to give them these so-called emergency powers. So it doesn't come down from the federal government. It is all within each state. The federal government is completely separate from this whole situation as far as, you know, the governors can do what they want regardless of what Trump does. Okay, that's
right,
what I wanted
right.
to clarify.
That's what I'm saying. Trump's no longer in power from what I'm understanding of this.
Well, he never really was when it comes to the state-run lockdowns.
Right. Trump does not get to tell the states what to do, in theory.
He tried.
Right? Like, in theory, he doesn't get to do that, which is why you see sort of a patchwork of things going on between the different states.
The next executive order that really has me concerned is Executive Order 12656. Appoint the National Security Council as the principal body that should consider emergency powers. This allows the government to increase domestic intelligence and surveillance of U.S. citizens, would restrict the freedom of movement within the United States, and grant the government the right to isolate any large group of civilians.
Wow.
The National Guard could be federalized to seal up all borders and take control of all airspace and ports of entry.
That is very concerning. I would totally agree with you. That is absolutely concerning. And then this just is revealing to people the truth, which is that these people can do anything they want to do. All they have to do is say, it's an emergency. Now we can get away with everything. That old Constitution, you can just throw that out the window. It's an emergency. That's all they ever have had to do.
Protest on the Capitol, do what you got to do, and they're still going to have their emergency, and they're still going to control everything that they can.
It's depressing. It absolutely is. Hey, Ray, thanks for calling in tonight, man. I really appreciate hearing from you. I'm with you, man. I wish we had more time, but I want to make sure we can get some other folks on here, including Tom in Kansas, listening to KINA. Tom, you got maybe just a few moments real fast. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was listening to one of your competition. He has a radio show out of Portland. Can I say his name?
Sure. Go quick. Go fast.
Clyde Lewis. Ground Zero.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
He had a gentleman on last week that reported saying that this summer expecting it throughout the U.S. that we're going to have roving blackouts.
That's an interesting theory. I guess we will see.
Well, if they're taking over the energy supply.
On that.
They already have the energy supply.
Tom, thanks for the call. I wish we had more time tonight. And if you didn't get on tonight, that's okay. We got another show tomorrow night. You can join us then online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.